Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, how you doing? Guess what? This is Taino Radio, Radio Taino, Tagway. Everyone, thank you for tuning in, man. This is it. And check it out. Let's check out that theme song. Sana Cori, once again, this is Taino Radio, Radio Taino, como está todo el mundo aquí en la casa, Lenny Lenape Territory, Territorio Taino, Lenny Lenape aquí en Nueva York, muchas gracias por todos. I'd like to give a special shout out to all you listeners out there from all over Turtle Island, that's right, aka United States, also the great First Nation country in Canada. Amazing, amazing, man. We got so much going on. I'd like to give a special shout out to Morocco since day one. Morocco, there's some Tainos out there in Morocco. That's amazing. Wow, we got Russia, Finland, Netherlands, Italy. Can you believe it? We got it going. We got Ireland, United Kingdom. You've been in the ratings every week. I love you all. Thank you for listening. I wish you were, you're probably sleeping right now. But we got to, I got to do an early show to get you guys in there. Okay, then we have India. I'd like to give a special shout out to India. Prayers go out to those who are still suffering from the effects of COVID-19, those nasty strands as well. That's right. And Australia, since day one, they've been with us. All you Australians out there who are listening, thank you so much. Yeah, a little shout out to all those Maori people out there. That's right. Then we have Argentina, Colombia. You've been with us. Wonderful. Thank you all. And of course, we have the great Mexica Nation, Mexico. Muchas gracias, Mexico, por estar con nosotros aquí en Radio Taino, Taino Radio. That's amazing. That's amazing. And let's check out the Caribbean. That's right, Quisqueya La Bella, man. You've been moving up in the rankings. You're getting close to Borinquen, Puerto Rico. Always in close second place there with the Turtle Island, United States of America. And, wow, and then I can't forget Jamaica, Jamaica. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I see the ratings, and that's amazing. Hey, man. Just wanted to let everyone know, this is kind of an open mic situation if you want to call in. And the number is 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. And today's topic will be very interesting. It's the Indigenous Caribbean community responding to the music video, Taina. Now, there's a video that came out in May, I believe it was May 23rd, and it hit the rounds. It hit the Facebook rounds. It hit Instagram. It blew up YouTube. And it's a very, very controversial video for the Taino community or the Indigenous Caribbean community. And the song is called Taina, and the performers is Kiko El Crazy, Larry Over, and Rodrigo Films. And it's the video, Video Oficial, and this is a reggaeton type song video. I do have the lyrics here, which I'm going to share later. I'm not going to play the song, only because as many of the listeners out there in the Taino world have been sharing for weeks now, it's very offensive. Very offensive to the Taino community. So we're going to discuss tonight about why is it offensive? And myself being a musician and a creator of several plays, I do believe in creative license, you know, in which you try to create, entertain, and I know reggaeton is a very powerful instrument and tool to create happiness, to create joy, to create the dance, you know. It's an amazing, amazing genre, this reggaeton, which I enjoy. There's some songs that I enjoy. But, pero, sometimes, even through, you know, rap, through the years, have been offensive to many. And I know a lot of artists will say, well, I can't please everyone. You know, you're going to make enemies when you create. You create art, music, so on. There's always going to be some form of issues. But check this out. I also believe personally, Sinai Cody right here, that we have to be careful about offending when it comes to religion or beliefs, a belief system. When it comes to culture as well. And for many centuries here in the United States of America, many stereotypes, many labels, racial labels. I mean, here in the United States for a very long time, as we know, anyone who's ever looked at the movie Dakota 38, please watch it. It talks about the historical treatment of Native Americans, specifically the Lakota people. Why is there so much hate still to this day against Native Americans or indigenous peoples here in Turtle Island? Why? Just recently they found 215 children buried, unmarked grave by a church in Canada. It used to be a boarding school run by the Roman church. Why were people outraged? Why were people demanding for justice? Again, human rights. This is what I'm listening to right now. As a community, wherever you may be Australian, Maori people, Africa, Dominican Republic, Quisqueya, La Bella, Taino, I believe personally, whoever is creating music, whoever is creating poetry, whoever is creating whatever, there has to be a high level of respect. If you're going to bring up a people, I think it's absolutely crucial, absolutely crucial that person has the utmost responsibility. If you're going to talk about a people, you have to honor that people with correct information. Now, I have a hunch, because this has happened through many, many years, even in my own family, when there's misinformation or miseducation, okay, people think that they can say what they want. People create certain narratives because they think a people does not exist anymore. Okay, now I have a hunch that this may have happened in this video. Maybe the artists did not understand, maybe they didn't do their homework, that the Taino people or the indigenous Caribbean people are still alive and well, that they were not exterminated like the schools. Maybe they believe the teachers who said that Taino culture no longer exists. That 20 years or less after the Columbus invasion, the Spanish invasion, the Tainos were no more. This is my hunch. Now, my hunches sometimes are wrong. And I want to be wrong in this situation. Now, I reached out to Rodrigo Films about coming on the show, and maybe they will call later, but as of showtime, I have not heard back. So I'm hoping that they will call. I also posted on the Facebook page of Kiko El Crazy, I should say. So let's see if he calls in. As Taino people, we are people of respect, and we learned this from our ancestors. I mean, for all you Taínos out there, it's like preaching to the choir. Columbus was giggling when he saw one of our ancestors touch a sword and it cut their finger because they had the ignorance never handling a metal sword. And Columbus instantly said, man, we can take advantage of this people. These people are just innocent. We can take advantage of these people. And the wheels started rolling. But what's cool is, as Taino people, as an indigenous Caribbean people, throughout the world, as this show has proven, there's a lot of Tainos throughout the world, even Russia. I forgot to mention Russia. There's representation of the Taino community all over the world. We're a strong people, indigenous Caribbean. There are tons of Yucayeques, those are villages, throughout Turtle Island, the Caribbean, that mention we are still here. As I'm talking right now, there's communities at work in their committees, in their language projects, land acquisition, to really emphasize that the indigenous Caribbean person is alive and well. So I just want you to imagine, let's go back 500 some years, all right? I don't know how I would have reacted technically. Say a Spanish invader comes into your bohío and looks at your altar of Yocahu, Bagua, Maracoti, or say you have an altar dedicated to Iti Bacahu Baba, Watavera, and all of a sudden that Spaniard, you know, he takes it and he crushes it, or he burns it if it's wood. How would you react to that situation? Or how will you react when a capitán, a captain of a regiment comes in, calls all the Taino villagers and lines them up, and he starts slicing their stomachs? Competition. Who can cleanly cut through the body, the torso of an innocent indigenous Caribbean person? And this is what happened. How will you react to that? Now, I said this many times in the show, and we spoke about this, about the intergenerational trauma. And I heard people talking through Facebook, through Instagram, how horrible they felt when they saw this video. Taina. Now, I saw the video, and I saw it many times. I saw it many times today trying to break it down. And, yeah, it's tough. I spoke to some of my friends who love reggaeton, both Boricua and Dominican and so on. And they saw the video, and they were like, whoa. You know, some of them like the beat. It was very hard to break it down to them as a fellow indigenous person, but you know, a lot of these people that I spoke to, they really, you know, they're not into the movement, to the Taino identity or nothing. They just like reggaeton. Some enjoyed it, some didn't. Now, here's the thing. We said this in the show also, that in DNA, through DNA, hold on a second, I have a little, okay, I'm sorry, I just got a little note here, some chat, some people are writing in. Through DNA, we see, like in Borinquen and Quisqueya, that the female, the woman, carries 61% of the maternal DNA. 61%. And yet, in the paternal side, it's less than 2%. So what happened to the men? What happened to the women? Well, the women kept the culture alive and well. Now, many of these women who survived the invasion of 1492, they witnessed the atrocities. Most of them became sex slaves in the young age of 12 or 13, or whenever they were ready to bear children. So here's the thing. Intergenerational trauma. That's what we also inherit through the mother line. So when you see this video, you know, I try to be objective, you know. It's very hard to be objective, but I see the video. The women in the video were very beautiful. I think they did their homework on that, try to get a stereotypical phenotype India. So they did their homework on that, but they had these women do kind of sexual provocative kind of dancing in front of a semi. For a Taino person, a semi is a sacred being. And I said this in the show, and this is my opinion, semis are representations of the supreme being. And these semis represent both the masculine and the feminine. They all have these different roles. You put it all together, you have a supreme being, the supreme powers, the ultimate power, the ultimate reality, broken down where we could understand. Our people, our ancestors were deeply rooted in the spiritual realm, cosmos, and so on. So what happens when you see a video of the Taino woman being relegated to sexual acts, going into a bohio, I guess, going to the chief or cacique to have sex? Right now, what I'm going to do is, as our counterpoint, I want to play as much Taino music as possible to educate Rodrigo Films, to educate Kiko and Crazy, Larry Over, and all those people who maybe didn't have a clue what Taino is, or that Taino still exists, or indigenous Caribbean folks still exist. You know, many times during Halloween, people buy costumes, Native American costumes, or they wear headdresses. But they have no clue, for many of them, that the indigenous culture is still alive and well. I mean, my gut says, hey, there's so much information out there. There's Google, there's YouTube. Just got to type out Taino, and you can get all the information you want, update it. So I'll give the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to start with Ika Mateo. The song is called Anacaona. Anacaona was hung by the Spaniard invaders. She was the wife of Caonabo, one of my favorite caciques, Caonabo, who was Calinago. He wasn't even Taino, but he was indigenous, Caribeño. So let's hear Irka, Mateo, Ana, Kaona. Let's hear some real Taino music. Concert, and she's a great, great artist and behike in the Taino world. And it's refreshing to hear some beautiful music. Irka Mateo dedicated her life. You know, back in the 80s, she went into exile for defending the culture in Quisqueya during the Balaguer regime. And check it out, she's still here with us, she's still singing her beautiful music. This point right now, I'm going to open up the lines. Once again, I just want to let you all know it's 515 615-602-9792. We'll open up the lines now, and we have a caller. Please introduce yourself, caller. Let's go for it.
Hi, caray, my brother. This is Cacique Tureku from the Ayaguali Taino tribe.
Well, Mabrika, welcome, Cacique Jose Lopez. Awesome, bro. How's it going?
I'm home, home. Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Yeah, I'm calling to just give my little two-minute opinion on this disgraceful video that seems to have everybody in an uproar. The the artist Kiko El Crazy and the disgraceful video Taina, which depicts our women, Taino women, both living today and who you know, who were our ancestors, is depicts them as being, you know, sexual objects and playthings, and our men as drunkards and misogynists, and you know, and this is based on ignorance of the artists and ignorance as to the public at large. They don't know about our culture and our heritage, and to know that we're unlike anything as depicted in that video. And it, you know, it's very disgraceful. It's very, very disrespectful, and we're going to be calling on everybody to bring it down by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I want to hey, I'm sorry.
Okay, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, continue.
I just want to, you know, just read something in a statement that I shared to some of the leaders about how to take this thing down.
Okay.
This is going to be 2 minutes, and I'll retire myself, but I just wanted to just share my two-minute opinion about this. Please allow me to share my advice based on experience to resolve this video issue and exalt on our culture. When I first heard about the situation with this music video of Kiko El Crazy and the Taino video, I immediately knew what was going on, and is why I shared this approach that I did with Dini with it based on my experience in the internet thread where all of this was posted. I know not too many people saw that, saw what I'm saying, saw what I'm about to say, and some were ignoring it and were anxious to wait for the law to intervene, but I will share it once again. I've been in the entertainment business for a very long time as a recording artist and a record producer. And I have worked for and have been involved in many marketing firms and public relations firms. And I have been involved in the law community, and I used to work for Columbia University Law School. Based on all my experience, based on all of this and being around all of this, I can tell you the whole thing with this artist and video has nothing to do with our native culture, but rather we are being used as a vehicle of what they call shock value asset, in which they know controversy makes money, and every internet like is a monetary kickback to all investors in that they get back, you know, from this investment. I know that to use our culture in such a fashion, while it will make him infamous in our communities and the like, it will also make him and whoever makes him a ton of money. Every like can yield anywhere between $100 to $200 or more per click. The more zany, the more shocking, the more sexual content, since sex is the best seller in this business, the more exciting it is, the more clicks. Multiply all of that with the number of likes, all involved in making a killing and a happy day at the bank. Google, YouTube, Rodrigo Films, and all the parties involved get a fat cut except the artists themselves. They get very little and are used as pawns to make that money, and then they are discarded when it's over. If the artists make no money from the end product, they have to pay back every dollar that was invested by all above stated entities involved. All of this at our expense, including the ignorant artist that thinks that they are just being funny, superstars getting girls and money, which is really chump change. I say all of this to tell you that what's really behind all of this And what's going to be going to be a really tough fight. This is why we have to come off like the mob with severe unity, with a shock and awe campaign of our own, by all of us breaking into teams and simultaneously making calls and contacting the news. While you may think we are making them famous by doing so, especially by sharing the video with our counterparts to notify them of this atrocity, someone in this thread made a good point that bad press will destroy them. This is why I have begun to contact the news, the TV news, the radio, newspapers, etc., pressing bad news. But it's going to take a ton of us at the same time in a super coordinated effort to flood the news about these people, both here and in all the states, wherever we are, and abroad, across the seas, constantly pressing the bad press in great numbers simultaneously. I say all of this because I've seen it work. I used to work also with a public relations firm, and I can tell you with all certainty that this is what public relations and marketing firms do. We have to employ some of the same tactics. What you may not know is that these firms and production companies and record labels and TV, etc., actually have teams that sit down all day just clicking likes on these videos, give great interviews, and etc., which is seldom fan-based. They also have departments geared toward promoting towards demographics. For example, like Nestle actually has a Latino department making marketing towards Latinos by using so-called Latino icons like congas, etc., on the products and use slogans like Con Sabor Latino to attract Latinos. They do this across the board with every demographic and have teams for every messed up and ugly tactic I describe to sell and maximize their money-making vehicle. We have to be united and, yes, make teams of our own where we have a number of people doing negative flags and negative comments on this video and having teams calling press, teams with agendas from different angles addressing these people and keeping the pressure steady and overwhelming me. This stuff works as I've personally been a part of the process many years ago as a promoter. For some of these same companies, these things can be done if people don't want to wait for any legal injunctions, although I strongly suggest that a legal class action suit, lawsuit by all of us will end up not only bringing down the video, but will also financially ruin the artist and financially ruin whoever is sponsoring and investing in this group. How it will all end is that once the video is demanded to be taken down by the courts through a cease and desist order and a legal injunction to stop the video based on racism, sexism, and etc., the producers will lose their cash flow because they will have to pay back the investors of the project and will then turn around and demand the artist pay back the investment, which will ruin them. So no matter how much money and notoriety they are getting now, in the end, they will all be bust. This is just a bit of advice based on experience, and I hope everybody thinks about it. This is one way we can take them down through unities, teams, shock and awe campaign of our own.
Wow. That's right. I know you're a producer of music yourself, and we had you on the show before. I mentioned before about the gut. I have a gut feeling that they were ignorant about this. Well, what's your gut feeling about that? They knew exactly what they were doing or what?
Well, I can tell you that the music producers, the record label, the production company, the film company, all of them knew exactly what they're doing. They this whole thing is based on shock and awe, okay? And shock and awe makes a lot of money in the entertainment world. That's why the reality shows make such so much money, because they're based on actual events that's going on. And the more violent and the more destructive these shows are, the more money is made for the producers. Unfortunately, the artists, they're ignorant to their own culture, and they get used as pawns by these production companies. And then when they're done with
them,
they discard them and throw them away.
Ah, I get it. I get it. Well, you made an awesome
statement. So we
have
to just attack them. Yes.
No, your statement, that's what I was going to ask you. Your statement is it's a rebuttal. It's a very organized rebuttal. And it's, wow, but tell me, go ahead. Elaborate. Go ahead.
No, just that. I mean, you know, we have to attack not so much the artists, because obviously the artists are ignorant. I would hate to believe that the artists would do that on purpose, knowing that this is part of their ancestry. But I think it's more of a thing of ignorance on the artist's part, but purposely done by the producers just for the sake of making money at our expense. But in either case, both of them need to be taken down. The artists need to be taught a lesson, and the producers need to be bankrupt by our unity and demanding that this thing be taken down. Now, all these things I explained to them in my statement, yet will all work, you know, but it has to be done with all Yucayeques coming together as one united faction and bringing this thing down from all angles.
Excellent, excellent. You know, no, I totally agree.
You know, we definitely need to get some kind of fundraiser going and put together a fund to hire a law firm to do a class action lawsuit, which we all will participate in, to take this thing down while that whole process is going, because it can be lengthy dealing with the law. But while that's going down, we can all get together as teams and, you know, contact the news, contact the press, contact the company, you know, denounce the video publicly and do everything in our power to get this thing taken down. Even, and then once this thing is finally taken down, then we have the responsibility of creating our own educational videos about our culture in our own voice and in our own way, so that something like this is never happens again. We have to re-educate the people about who we are as a nation.
That's amazing. That's a major game plan. I love it, man. I love that game plan. Well, you can count on Ana Yeke Yucayeque to be on it, man. You know, we'll definitely, you know.
Contact your Yucayeque and, you know, let them all know about these different strategies and let everybody, you know, break into letter writing campaigns and phone calling campaigns and on the internet and publicly denouncing, demanding that this video be taken down. And we contact everybody, the production company, the record label, YouTube, Google. And I know they've been ignoring us, and they've been ignoring us because they know that they're getting a big cut from the money that's made from all the clicks. So they're going to make it as hard as they can on us.
Yeah.
But we cannot kowtow. We have to be relentless in getting this thing taken down for the sake of our ancestors.
You know, brother, I didn't want to spend money on downloading the song and giving it power, you know. But if you got a minute, maybe you can help me. I got the lyrics, so maybe some people can hear the lyrics. It can help them decide if they're gonna, you know, act. You understand? Make a more informed decision if they haven't really. Because sometimes you really don't hear the lyrics during the video, you know. And
well,
I'm the kind of person when I – tell me.
What you can do so that you don't contribute to the monetization of this video, if you have a Real Player, you can use Real Player to download this video. That way you can download the video as a file and you can disseminate it to everybody that wants to know about what's going on without giving these people more money.
Ah, okay.
The video can be downloaded for free. The video can be downloaded for free using Real Player.
A Real Player, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Well, I can send you for Arayeke for Taino Radio. I downloaded a copy of this video. I can send it to you, and then you can disseminate it to who you see fit, so that everybody can see the video without monetizing the thing on YouTube, and you know. I will send you all the information regarding who to contact, and we can all break into teams and start, you know, swarming these people.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. But you know, I want to share some of the words. I don't know if you have a minute, but I want to share some of the words, some of the lyrics, because it's very offensive. Oh my God,
it's disgraceful, is what it is. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, the singers who's singing this. You know, you have to show conscience too, right? Like, wait a minute, man. So
obviously, you don't have it.
well, here's the thing: te voy a ser mía, aunque sea prohibida. So I'm going to make you mine, even though it's prohibited, right?
Right.
So right now we're breaking protocol there, right? So, you know, they're admitting wrong, right? Right there. No me importa lo que la gente diga, Right? I don't care what people say. Tú eres mi morena. You know? ¿Oíste mi vida? No. ¿Oíste mi vida? Te quiero desnuda, Taína. Te quiero desnuda, Taíno. Taína. So, how do you translate that there? Well, te quiero desnuda. I want you naked, Taína. I want you naked, Taína. Tú eres mi morena.
Sexualizing women, yeah.
That's it. Solely sexualized, right? And they're starting by saying, I know this is prohibited, but basically, I don't care.
So he knows what he's talking about. Then he knows it. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me. Go ahead.
If he by saying that, he knows what he's saying. He's not stupid.
Yeah. Now check this one. Now he's using. Now he's saying como indio taíno. Now he's saying he's Indian. Now he's saying he's an indio, right? Como indio taíno. So he's identifying. Lo do de nudito. So they're both naked. Now check this one out. Now this kind of like, whoa, wait, hold on. Por mi madre te hago un hijo. How do we translate that in English? Por mi madre te hago un hijo.
In other words, he's saying, I swear, by my mother, I swear to my mother that I will make a child of you. I'm like.
She's swearing to his mother. Now, for all you Taínos out there, I know when you mention the word mother, madre, right? There's a lot of layers to that word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And para gente caribeño, you know, that's loaded. Mojaita, now check this one out. It's going to be a little graphic. Mojaita en mi cama haciendo. Now, that blew me away. I'm like, what the? Mojaita, wet in my bed. We're doing it.
This is disrespectful.
Now here's I want people to hear this.
Making a mockery of a whole.
Yeah. Now I guess they're interpreting Taíno history here or Taíno culture. Vamos a hacer un party como los Taínos. So they're gonna do a party like the Taíno. Okay. So what's their interpretation of a Taíno party? Let's see. Destapa la botella, mami, que yo prenda el fino. That's like. Oh, my God. He's using his colloquial terms. Very sexual. Tú está clara que no adivino. Quítate la ropa y vamos a lo que vinimos. That's it, man. It's foreplay. There's take off your clothes. Let's do it. Now that you're here, you know why you're here. Let's do it. I'm like, oh, my God. Let's get it.
We as Taínos have always known that our women, our grandmothers, have always been sacred. Remember that it is the grandmothers and the women that initiated the cacique, being leader of the tribe. So how in the world are you going to disrespect those women who create the leadership of our nation? You're saying that our grandmothers are whores. And our nation is nothing but a bunch of derelicts.
Yep, this is a sex party.
We cannot stand for that.
That's what they're saying. The Taíno ways they have these, to use the women as sex objects. And,
right.
Now for all you Bejiques out there, all you spiritual people, the cave, la cueva, where our sacred petroglyphs exist. Well, all ceremonies took place. That in their lyrics in the song, it does refer to the cave. Dámele hasta abajo, Taína. Vamos para la cueva con el loco de lo mina. Hoy doy que bebo hasta termitina. Tú me tienes activo, mami, como cocaína. Oh, damn.
No.
Now he's referring to cocaine. Vamos pa la cueva. So you got the cueva stands out as a Taíno. That's a sacred. That's the most sacred. That's the womb of Mother Earth, the cueva.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, and now he's referring to Tiene activo. Now I'm active. You're making me active like I'm on cocaine. So let me see. And that's a constant lyric throughout the songs. Tú me tienes activo, mami, como cocaína. Now let me see. Taína, 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 taína. Muévelo hasta abajo, taína. Taína, taína, taína. Tú me tienes activo, mami, como cocaína. And then he goes to the nude part as a taíno. He's a taíno male. He's saying, you know, let's get down. We're naked. Mojaita en la cama haciendo. Again, he's referring to the wet in the bed. And again, graphic. This is very graphic. This is like,
yeah, it's very disrespectful. It's very disgraceful. It shows their ignorance. It shows their lack of self-respect because they are descendants of our people, but yet they have no knowledge of themselves. So bad that they don't even realize gracing the very grandmothers that gave birth to them.
Now this is the last part I'm going to share. It's many more lyrics, but this one kind of blew me away too. Well, it's not as bad as the mother part, but 90, 60, mire este cuerpote, cuerpote, cintura pequeña, el culo grandote, como camina hace que se me prote, tenerle a mi cama a ganar esto, volpote. Jeez. And then he goes, que rico. So right there, our women, our taína women. Now he's measuring. Now he's measuring their size, the waist, the rear. I'll stop there, bro. Man, this is too much, bro. This is like crazy, man.
You know, brother. This kind of thing. Not only, you know, they think it's something cute to make money and all of that stuff, and they don't realize that not only is it destroying the memory of our grandparents, of our grandmothers in particular, but it also endangers the lives of the many Native women that live across this Mother Earth. So many Native women, and women of color, but women in general, but so many women in particular in our Native community are being kidnapped, they're being raped, they're being murdered. And this thing just, you know, this kind of thing just, you know, promotes that.
Bro, that's a very good point you mentioned, man. Our women are going missing, and when they're usually found, they're found murdered and either sexually assaulted.
Right.
Dude.
So it endangers the lives of our women, and this has to be put to a stop immediately. And the people that's listening and looking at this res, they need to know this, how perilous this thing is and can be. And it must be taken down by any means necessary.
You know, if the singers are listening now, if Rodrigo Records are listening, you know, I've been reaching out to them. Listen, I just want you to listen. This is offensive to us. It's offensive to our women.
And dangerous.
You know,
deadly.
This is dangerous. Right, like a loaded gun, right? Russian roulette.
Yep.
And you know why it's dangerous, bro? And you brought it an interesting point. Right now, in Facebook, I'm looking at it right now. This is live. Okay, live. 9:49 a.m. I mean, p.m. We have 3,395,187 views. 3.3 million, bro. You know? There's 43,000 likes, 989 dislikes. What? Not even 1,000 dislikes, bro. 43,000 people dig this video.
And this is so
people
the level
crazy.
Of ignorance that they were dealing with.
People are crazy. He has over 531,000. Yeah, listen, that's all, you know, all power to him, man. You know, I support artists. You're an artist, bro. But come on, man, we got to be careful. We're a living culture. We're not a Halloween costume, man, you know?
Right.
So, listen, we have another caller. You know, I'm asking people to call in, like an open mic style, share your opinions, share your from the heart, 515-602-9792. I especially like to ask the opinions of the women in our community. How do you feel about this, you know? And, of course, the men, because we got to defend our women. But did you want to hang around, Cacique, or you have to go?
No, I'll hang around for a little bit.
All right, cool. Okay, let me get the next caller. Yeah, I'm not really filtering these calls, so whoever you are, just open mic, man. Call on in. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, caller, what's your name?
It's Jennifer. How are you, Sanakori?
Hey, Jennifer. Hey, Cacique, this is a member, an enrolled member of Arayeke, man, Jennifer. So, wow, this is Cacique.
Blessings, blessings.
Man, Jennifer,
well, thank you
for
having me on. No, thank you for having me on. The minute you said that you were going to do something about this, I contacted you instantly when I want in. When I saw the posting, and I was like, what is this? And I watched it. I was so appalled. When I get angry, I shake and I sweat. And I got shaky and sweaty, and I had to mute it because I could not deal with the sound. And by the end of the video, I was in full-out tears. You know, it may be against what a lot of people feel who are listening to this, but I listen to reggaeton. There is decent reggaeton out there. Now, am I saying it's great? You know, yes, most of it sexualizes men and women, okay? I'm going to be honest about that. But as an adult, I feel in the privacy of my home, I should be able to listen to what I want. But when you take the words they took and the images that they used to describe our people, our women, their grandmothers, their great-grandmothers, To me, saying in the beginning of that song, well, I can't have you, but I'm going to take you anyways, is a prelude to rape. So you're literally saying, I'm going to rape a Taina woman. You're literally, these men who consider themselves from the islands are going to sit there and talk about doing the same thing that happened to their grandmothers and their great-grandmothers and their great-great-grandmothers and act like it's a joke. It's not a joke. It's not okay. Our women were forced to breed to make more slaves, and you want to sit here and make a joke of it. You have them dressing in ridiculous stuff, dancing around in a way that our women were not going to be doing, in a way that our women did not dress, and then using our culture and our words for it, I just so infuriated. So infuriated.
Wow. I feel your anger, man. I feel it. Wow. That's crazy, man. But you know what? You bring it, you know, Cacique, Jose, you started it first, and Jennifer, you're confirming it. That very first line, I know this is prohibitive of me to do, but I'm going to rape you. That's what they're referring to. Because he's saying, es prohibido, right? Esto es prohibido. So what does that mean? You can't do it. This is wrong.
But he's going to do it anyway, and that lets you know, by the very first line, that lets you know that he knows exactly what he's saying. Now it's not even about ignorance. He's doing this on purpose.
Mira, te voy a ser mía, aunque sea prohibida. No me importa lo que la gente diga. Wow. So, yo,
if you can... consider the generational trauma that we've been through, and then consider the generational trauma our women have been through. We've carried that on and on and on. My grandmother, who raised me, the man she married was not the man she wanted to marry. He literally took her from her family's home and took her to from one end of San Sebastian to another end of San Sebastian. And by the end of the night, she had no choice but to marry the man. Now, that's my grandfather. I've never met him. They had two children together. She left him and ran off to New York with her children.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You're taking something that is so personal. And let's be honest, these type of things didn't stop happening because Spain left. That colonial mind stayed with so many of our people. And
yeah.
to sit there and act like it's a joke. And they're literally, if you look at the video and you look at their movements and the things that they're doing, they're making fun of their own grandmothers. And I just
mm-hmm.
can't understand that for one little bit of me. I grew up knowing I was Taino. My family, it was always, yes, we are native to the islands. Yes, we are Taino. You know, it was never this thing of it didn't exist. And I hear that a lot now. And so growing up with that, I just can't even imagine that anybody would treat their culture this way. And to me, you know, the ignorance thing kind of plays into it maybe a little bit, but they use too many words and too much information to me that proves
mm-hmm.
that they're not ignorant. They just don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
They just don't care. It's about the bottom line.
Right.
And that's why I wanted it. That's why I wanted to share the lyrics, because this is, you know, and I'm suspicious. I'm suspicious. Those lyrics. Someone did their research there. But then he refers himself as El Indio. Let's get naked together. Yo soy el Indio, Taino. So that's what Taino men do. Wow.
No.
And
here's my thing is how can you possibly even imagine to talk that way and have any kind of self love? You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like. There's a point where you go, where is that person's mind? Where is how they were brought up? I used to have a boss who used to say it all the time. Some people just don't have any house training. And I feel
mm-hmm.
like these two men weren't given any kind of house training when it came to culture and women. And I could be wrong. Their mothers and grandmothers
right.
may be wonderful women, and they may just be doing whatever they feel they need to for the bottom line. But you do not criticize, not just a native people, but your own people. You're supposed to be lifting us up, not tearing us down.
Now,
exactly.
Now there's also a reference to cocaine. So this Taino man in the song, right? He's getting turned on, or he's getting excited, just like, you know. Take, you know, raping her, I guess, right? I don't know. Just like taking cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What do you guys think about that?
if you want me to be honest, I think that
uh-huh.
they use the word cocaine in place
mm-hmm.
of a different word. And maybe that may have been their, let me not go that far.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm wrong. I just feel like all the references they made to Taino culture and to the island and to women, they knew what they were doing and they knew what they were saying. And, you know, there are other things that our ancestors used as medicine that people could see as similar, even though they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think personally that was their way of saying it without saying it.
Oh, damn.
Don't know why that would be their line, but it just, I don't know, it seems too Americanized at that one point
mm-hmm.
and at that point only.
Yeah. Tú me tienes activo. You have me active, mami, como cocaína. Jeez, wow, that's so
boy.
Yo, any Taino men out there who are listening, call on in, man. Don't be afraid. We want to
yeah,
hear
we
your
need
opinion.
Our to stand up against this kind of crap.
Yeah, because the men, man, we got, you know, we're being stereotyped as, you know.
Rapists. You're being
right?
stereotyped
you know
as rapists, and you're not. The Taino men were not rapists. You know what I'm saying? So it's
mm-hmm.
it's aggravating because not only are they talking shit about their own, excuse my language, about their own
no,
grandmothers,
right.
but they're also doing the same about their own men, about themselves. They're literally calling themselves rapists. Like, I don't, for the life of me, I can't understand why that's a good idea.
Mira, you know what's interesting? When Columbus left Quisqueya, right, he left 25 men. They built a fort, La Navidad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We took them, all the men, they took them out. The warriors took them out. Why? Because they started raping the women.
Mm-hmm.
They were all killed because they started raping the women.
Yeah.
So, what does that tell you? We didn't tolerate this kind of behavior.
No, we honored our women.
No,
we honored our women, you know? It just doesn't make any sense, you know? I've heard people say, well, maybe they just need to be educated, and maybe they do. But I feel like they knew too much already to say they're not educated.
Yeah,
they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were saying.
No.
And some people see bad publicity as good publicity.
Mm-hmm. And I want to stress, you know, it was a different time period, you know. You're talking about people, our ancestors, they were on survival mode, you know. And I'm not advocating violence, no way, man, you know. But, you know, Guasabara, it's about a nonviolent war. That's how Taino Radio was formed. Guasabara, 1491, a nonviolent approach to destroying arrogance and ignorance. Nonviolent approach. So we have to, you know what, man? The job is not done, man. We still got to educate people. We're still here. It's not getting through to people.
That's why I said after, you know, we do end up taking this video down, we need to bombard the system with our own educational videos about how people really are. And not the stereotypical madness that's being perpetrated by this video.
Yeah. I mean, there's a great video that came out a couple of years ago called We Are One. And it has all the native rappers, you know, and hip-hoppers from different tribes. And they started, you know, they started singing, you know, We Are One. You know, we got to do something like that, man, you know, get all together and
but
do
I think in doing,
you know,
something like that, and I've mentioned this to you before, Sanakori, to do something like that, I hate to say that we need famous people because our word should be enough, but let's be honest. Society today, they want to hear from that actor they love, the actress they love, the singer, the rapper. That's who they want to hear from. That's who they trust, even if that person is literally reading a script from somebody who's actually educated in it. And so doing this, we need to get people who have notoriety on board with us. We need people who can get the word out further than we can.
But there's a problem.
Right.
A lot of the artists out there don't really acknowledge us, right? That's been my experience.
But that's about changing minds, and that's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to change the mind of the people who actually have influence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Changing the mind of a whole bunch of people is great, and that works. It does. But we're going to get further, and we're going to have more, not necessarily publicity, but more eyes on the truth if we get people on board outside of our circle.
Because the Theano
circle is small. We're a small circle. Even if you took every person who considers themselves Taino, we're still a really small circle. And we need to expand that.
We got a lot of work to do. Listen, 25 years ago when we went to the powwow, we were just Puerto Ricans and this and that. Now we're well-respected, man. We're well-respected. So we've got to continue on. We got to fight. You're right. You're absolutely correct. You know what, guys? Can you hold on? Don't leave. I got some more callers, okay?
Sure.
I'm not screening calls. I'm not screening, so I don't know who's on. But let's get, I got two more callers on hold. Let me get the first caller, six, starting with six, area code. Yes, caller, you're on the line. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hello, Sankori. This is Darlene. I'm calling from Boston.
Hey. Darlene, yes, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I missed a lot of the show, but I'm catching up with some of it, you know, and I too grew up with, you know, reggaeton music and reggae and, you know,
nice.
the rap music. So my main concern when I, you know, first thing seeing this was definitely, were they twerking in front of Sunny? You know, that was my thing. I was like, wait a minute.
What
kind of production is allowed to be where we have our semis? That, to me, is where did this take place? You know, I don't see any churches allowing videos to happen in the church and then they're humping the cross. You know what I mean? So why are we allowing this production to happen in a place where we have our sacred semis? Who's in charge of, you know, the space that are preserving our culture or protecting our semis? Like, were they really, where did this video take place? Who's in charge of the culture preservation of our Taino spirituality and our ancestors? Because they need to be fired, period. You know what I mean? Like, whoever allowed that video to be take place in that space, they need to be fired. So I don't know who we need to contact. You know, it's going to be really hard trying to get dealing with the video itself, because, you know, the Christians have been doing a long time trying to shut down, you know, the rap music and, you know, and really they haven't been able to do it. So, you know, but my thing is, okay, where did this video take place? Who allowed it to be, you know, allowed this to even happen? That's my concern, you know. Yeah, I agree. We do need to, you know, have more videos, have more education without, talking about our, you know, our medicinal practices. But we do need to educate more people. And I think that that's super important. Within our own communities, you know, doing these little TikTok videos, yeah, that's a start, you know. Let's share some of that stuff, you know, the educational things that we post on social media, Facebook, you know, share that stuff. Like, I'm all about sharing, you know, I see different posts by the different caciques and different yucayeques, and I share that stuff, you know. I put it on, you know, Facebook, the feeds and all this other stuff, because people do see that. They may not respond to it, but they are seeing it. And I know we're most active in the October, November time frame, but I'm saying our time is this year. Like, we need to go full on. And, you know, I'm a mom, I have three children, and no, it's not okay, you know what I mean, to say some of the things that they were saying and do some of the things that they were doing. But my main concern was, wait a minute, who allowed the video to be even shot in a space that we have semis?
Yeah, because, you know,
you even have that information.
Oh, and check it out. The video opens up, like, in the modern right now, like, I guess 2021, and there's an elder with a white beard and a headdress. The headdress look authentic, and they're given a pipe. So I don't know. I'm thinking it's Jehovah, right, that they're referring to, and then they transport it to this Taino realm. So right there, they're mocking the medicine too, right, in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See, but that goes to what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to what I was saying, though, that they knew. They knew. They don't need to be educated. They know.
They don't care. Yeah,
they don't
the elder,
care.
The elder gave him a pipe. And they would transport it, highlighting the women, you know? Oh, man.
They shouted themselves out with the first line, very first line of the song, and then just kept perpetuating the whole entire thing with all the images and disrespect of our medicine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they knew what
they were doing. I guess the Bahique, the elder, was in charge of all this. in the video. And there's a scene too. There's like two women. They're very, I don't know. It's okay. What do you think, guys? Go ahead, man. Well, Darlene, man, and Jennifer. That's great that you as women are commenting on this, man, because this is like crazy. Hey, Darlene, did you hear the lyrics I was sharing before?
I read some of them. I didn't really sit and listen to the lyrics because, I did post on the YouTube. The first thing I posted was like, this song sucks. Sorry, excuse my language. But, I didn't find it at all entertaining one bit.
Right.
Not even, thinking about the whole... The lyrics and the words, it didn't even dawn on me exactly what they were saying, there is, I don't know, we definitely need to have a conversation, a conversation with, the artist and basically say, hey, let's do an interview. Do you know the ramifications of what you did? Do you even care? Is this just about money, or... You understand,
yeah.
I think there is a conversation that can be made, and are we making him or them, more relevant? Probably, probably,
mm-hmm.
But I really feel that conversations need to be made. We need to sit down and say, hey, this is why this is not good, and
exactly.
My thing is still, where were they? Who gave them permission, to be twerking in front of a semi, That's important to me.
Understand, this is made in some kind of a cultural center in the Dominican Republic, a Taino cultural center.
Right. Exactly. What cultural center? Who is in charge of the cultural center? All the other museums and cultural preservation people need to get on that, That's where I'm at, because we can write as many negative posts about the video and all this other stuff, but until we, get down to it and say, this was not okay, let's speak to a live person, bombard with our own educational facts, rebuttals, that's how these rappers like to do the el tiratero, the rebuttal, like your song sucks and this is why, I'm saying? So it would be great if we had our own rapper or reggaeton artist or trap, whatever they call it right now, to
all right, I'm going to reggaeton school. That's it. I'm going to reggaeton school. I gotta do something, man. This is it.
No, we should contact somebody else, and say, listen, will you do, something against this person? And I bet you they would. I bet you they would. It's just, what connections do we have? Who can we talk to?
Mm-hmm.
Do the rebuttal. That back and forth, whatever they do, war with the words and stuff, I don't even know how they call it now. I'm not with the times.
I don't think they battle rap anymore.
That's what I mean, the battle rap. They definitely do. They definitely do. I know they do. They have issues. They battle rap, We could find someone to do a song against that one and how much that song sucks.
Instead of doing something where they're fighting back and forth, because, that's a thing, and that'll definitely get some publicity on it. But I think to find somebody who can do music like that can go ahead and talk about the positive stuff, our creation story, do something that lifts us rather than going, nah, shut up. You don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. Listen to what I'm saying. Instead of doing that, what we need to do is do what our ancestors would have done and hit it with a little bit of positivity and go, no, that's not how we do.
That's it. Well, we're the masters of the Jareto. We inherited the song and dance, the Jareto, So it's in our blood, man. We got this. Guys, you know what? I got two more callers. If you guys want to hold on, this is pretty cool. Hold on. We got area code 3. Starting with 3 is next. I'm not screening these calls, so let's see who's next. All right,
hey,
caller.
What's up? Am I on?
Yeah, who's speaking?
Hey, my name is Alex Lugo. I'm a new member of Cacique Toreku's Yukayeke. Hey, what's up, man?
Nice. Welcome aboard, man. Awesome.
Yeah. So I've been listening for like the past hour or so. So I've had like a bunch of thoughts interspersed.
Nice.
A lot of, yeah. So I can help you get a copy of that video without like buying it off of iTunes or whatever. I know. Okay. So in terms of like getting famous people on board with all this, I know there's a lot of like more like Central Plains nations. They have a lot of like online celebrities and whatnot. There's going to be a movie coming out about a Seminole resistance fighter, and it's going to be played by this, I don't think he's Dine, but his name is Hutpa. So, yeah, he might be a good person to reach out to on that front. Because
okay.
we can definitely talk with other nations, maybe not from the Caribbean, about this, because, you know, the sexualization of indigenous women has been an issue, like, across this entire hemisphere, with the missing and murdered indigenous women campaign and whatnot.
Yes, that's definitely, this is all connected to that. You're right. Absolutely correct. Wow. So there's a lot of work we got to do. There's a lot of homework, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of strategy to play, but I think we can do it.
Definitely, you know. That's some great point. Alex, right? Lugo?
Yeah.
Wow. What you thought about the video when they mentioned about, you know, he's el Indio Taino, you know, and he's violating the women and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, as a male, how do you approach that?
Like, yeah, I remember I saw on a Cacique Tereku's Facebook, and I was like, oh, God, you know, take a look at this. I kind of like half watched it, but I was like, yeah, this. I mean, it's your standard, like, what's it called, rape culture-y song. I noticed there's actually a comment on the Blog Talk Radio page. Some guy named, I might butcher this, is Jay Taveras. He mentioned that, yeah, it's a lot of, like, perpetuates rape culture and white supremacy.
Wow.
And, yeah, I think that's a good point. Because historically, with the Spanish conquistadors, as opposed to, like, the English settlers, they didn't bring Spanish women with them to the New World in, like, such quantities. And that's, you know, like, the second reason why they killed off Native men and, like, the women is because they didn't bring wives or whatever from the Old World. So they were like, all right, we're going to, colonize the New World. So,
You know what's interesting? I was watching the video a couple of times, and the third time I watched it, they had a little person, and he had a spear.
Yeah, I know.
And
he spears.
Yeah, he spears the men, right? And it hits his chest like a little spear, like a toothpick hits him. So I guess
Infantilizes, you know, as if we're like very incapable. We have our spears. It's what you see in a lot of like.
Yeah.
Western media, particularly from earlier decades, is like, what am I trying to say with this? It's the way they portray, quote-unquote, like, tribal cultures, like Native American or African.
Yeah.
Very technologically primitive, kind of like children, in a sense.
Sure.
And then, when I saw him as the little guy, that kind of struck me as, like, I was like, you know, why would they go with that actor specifically? And I don't know why, but it kind of reminded me, I don't know if you've ever seen the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie from
2000. Yes, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, they kind of used like that stereotype of like the Oompa Loompas as well. That was like, okay.
I almost felt like they were mocking
that,
our height.
Yeah.
They're what?
That's the thing.
What?
Were we?
That they? I felt like they were mocking our height because the Tainos were short. And I'm like, dude, that's just taking it too far. Yeah, all the women were modelly, real tall, but they were making it seem like our men were little tiny Oompa Loompas who couldn't protect us. It was just ridiculous.
And
the
whole
laughing
thing was
at
a mockery of our nation.
They were laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I noticed at the very end, you know, they go from like kind of harassing the guy to being like, all right, come on, you've earned the women or whatever. And they kind of let him into the little sex hut they got there near the end of the video. And I was like, oh,
yes.
Great.
You're right. So it's like,
it's more that like shock value. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was a mimic to the colonization of, oh, well, you're enough like us, so now you can come with us. You know, it wasn't until our men were forced into the religion and forced into, you know, slavery status, ultimately, where they finally were like, oh, okay, become part of our religion, become part of who we are.
Yeah, our entire societal systems and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, whoever wrote this script, just some research, you know, and really, wow, anti-Taino. Well, listen, we got another caller, and he's actually a cacique, so let's hook him on. I recognize Cacique Guaragorich. Is that you?
Hey, did you hear me?
Hey, welcome aboard, Taino Radio. How's it going?
Thank you. It's been a while since I've been on. Doing good.
I'm just
listening in a little bit, catching a couple of minutes here. I missed the first hour, but... Yeah, so I'm just hearing some of the comments, and if I may, just want to mention about, well, number one, a little personal, right? You guys were just talking about that topic, you know, and what role and how it was effective that part of the video, you know. My daughter is a little person. My son-in-law is a little person. My grandson's a little person. And, you know, the way I looked at that was, like somebody mentioned here, it's almost like, you're not one of us, you know. It's segregated, separated. It's a little person.
Yeah.
The spear throwing thing is like they were not able to have any bigger spears, or not able to shoot an arrow just like a regular man would, which is, we know that's not true, you know.
Right.
So that mocking of that little person affected me personally, because I have family members that are like that. You know, and it's just a short statured person. You know, I think the comment maybe our leader just made in reference to, maybe they were trying to say that our people were little in size, and I don't think that's it. I think it was more like shutting him out and separating him. And then even towards the end, they put him in the hut with the other women, and then he comes out, but then there is that in the very end where they just carry him off, like almost like you're not one of us, and they're carrying him off, and kind of like shunting him out, getting rid of him. You know, aside from that, you know, the whole thing and the place where it was done and the scenery, from what I know a little bit about the place itself, you know, that place was built by some people I know in reference to the Taino village to be for education. And then at some point, those people removed themselves after the construction of being part of what it was signing up for, which was basically more of a tourist place and allowing certain things to happen in there, whether I guess they maybe rented out for parties and alcohol and, you know, just the whole party scene, bringing it into that place, aside from it just being an educational center, which was the original intention of why they thought they were building it and building those bohillos and everything. And then they pull out. So then something like this comes in a few years later, and it's allowed to be filmed there. You know, my feeling about it, I'm an artist also, and I know artists have their own views on things and how maybe we paint something or poetically speak something or show something, whether it's on video or whatever. It's our interpretation. But this interpretation is wrong, you know. I'm against it. We support the fight that all the people are doing out there, and hopefully, tomorrow night is some big Zoom meeting to try and gather the people. It is bringing some unification to some degree of Mantaino, Yucayeca, and Cacique, and leadership to try to come out with some type of solution of how to approach this. And I think it's important that we do that. I think not only for this video, but going forward for anything that comes out that is mocking our people, that there should be that team, that one letter, that one document that just kind of like goes right to the top of whatever organization is funding and behind these things, whether it's legally or however it needs to happen, that puts some fear in them, like, or just makes them stop it before even, you know, gets there. That there is, like when it comes to movies, right? Even from, you know, the old Red Man movies, Native movies, you know, not looking for consultation.
That's right.
In the 50s, you know, painting a bunch of white people red and putting them out there to look like Indians, right? They were doing that then in television and film, right? That's changed today, mm-hmm. right? To some degree,
that's
you know,
right.
A lot of Native American films and stuff on media, they do go for consultations with indigenous people and even with our own people, you know, some of our own leaders in some of the Taino documentaries and programs. People have come for consultation and suggestions on how to do things right. This one slipped through, got out, it's out. How do we deal with it going forward, right? And how do we shut it mm-hmm. down and educate this person, you know, if they're willing to be educated? Because, you know, based on my research and seeing just looking at his page and going down to, I just started following, going back in history, of when this guy even created his own page and seeing before he was even a rapper or just starting out, and the vulgarity and the other talks that he has talking against. Like, it kind of reminded me, you know, like, Louis, I know that you know, you have done some part-time wrestling. And, you know, when you have competitors, whether it's wrestling or boxing, and they mock at each other and talking about each other. If you remember back in Muhammad Ali days,
right?
Right. You know, mocking his opponent, you know. I've seen that this person keep going crazy doing this and mocking other rappers in other ways and really using bad vulgar language right on social media, which I wouldn't even repeat here some of the things that
he says,
you know. But if you go on his page, you see that, you know, calling this other rapper all these names. So I'm saying, is this person even open? Has he replied to anybody? Has anybody replied to anybody? I don't know if anybody has been following that.
Well,
I've been very busy with preparing for ceremony, which, you know, I have going on this week, and I'm trying not to stick my head in negative thinking or negative stuff. So this is like my last call right now for a whole week. When I'm in ceremony starting tomorrow, I'm running a busy quest, and I really got to focus on my prayer. So I wanted to be tuned in today and find out what was going on from a few of your relatives and just tune in a little bit. And then, you know, like, I'll be back next week and find out what happened, whether it's Zoom call tomorrow and what's happened in the next few days and where we're going.
Yes. Well, I invited the director to be on today on Rodrigo Films, but they never responded. Again, I'm a week notice, but they never responded. So I don't know. We can try. But you mentioned that there's a Zoom meeting with different Yucayeque tonight.
Yeah. There's something out there floating for tomorrow night. There's a Zoom meeting out there that people got a request by email. I don't have the information in front of me, but it's out there, you know, that they're asking people to get involved and try to, you know, spearhead or work together and trying to create
a
way of the approach, you know. Brainstorming, some type of brainstorming, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Very good thing.
And,
so it's good to hear that there's something going on.
Who and how we can, I mean, there's a lot of people posting names and production companies and owners and all these, you know, down to the writers. And, I mean, people even trying to get to, like, his mom, para que le dé un chancletazo, you know. I even think a post about that, you know.
Well, you know, one of the lyrics, he's swearing to his mother that he's gonna get her pregnant.
Impregnate her.
It's in the lyrics.
Well, can somebody share about that on the lyrics? What are the lyrics? I have a hearing problem, and it's hard for me to separate music and lyrics. I have got to hear something 1,000 times before I understand it. What are the lyrics more or less about? Do you know them?
Okay, I'll tell you right now. I'll give you the first two lines. See what you think. It's in Spanish. Te voy a ser mía, aunque sea prohibida. No me importa lo que la gente diga. Tú eres mi morena, oíste mi vida. Te quiero desnuda, Taína. Te quiero desnuda, Taína. Now, so that's the very first statement. So he's already saying, I know it's prohibited, but I don't care. But check
that,
this
and that's
one
the
out.
Attitude I see in this guy. That's his behavior. Yeah. It seems like, you know, he's a very arrogant, you know, person.
Yeah.
Wow, now, that's heavy. That's heavy. Those lines.
Now, there's one point. Check this out, man. There's one lyric here that's kind of blew me away, which is very anti-Caribbean, man. Hold on a second. I mean, it's all anti-Caribbean, but now I can't find it. Oh. Por mi madre te hago un hijo. Mojaita en mi cama haciendo. So he swears to his mother.
Wow. Definitely sexualizing women. Yeah, that was disrespectful. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Oh, wow. Check this out. Check this out, brother. Let me see what you think about this one. Tú me tienes activo, mami, como cocaína. He repeats it 4 times. 1, 2, 3 times.
Mm.
It's like a verse.
Wow.
So he gets excited. She gets him excited like cocaine.
Yeah.
So now he's bringing in drugs, referring to having sex with her, right? Jeez.
And you know, like in the hip hop rap world, and not everybody. I'm not speaking for everybody here, but there is a lot of that, you know, is sexualizing, is drugs, is alcohol, it's a big party going on. So that whole scene of it happening, you know, outside of him using our village and our women and our regalia and even other Native people's regalia, you know, that's his style, you know. If you look at his other videos, whether it's a Taíno or not Taíno video, the other ones that he has posted as well, they're all about sexualizing the women. They're going with a car wash. And he's trying to pull the women into the van, and you know, it's all they're all the same kind of lyrics. They're all, and there is a message that needs to be put out there. I was gonna say, you know, like we have a couple of people in the arts. Just want to throw his name out there. I know you know him, but it's like something we gotta get like a Iticana involved, right? He's popular.
Oh yeah.
He got a he's got his flow with words that are very poetic and yet, you know, social justice, you know. So I'm picturing somebody like that.
That's, you know, we were talking about that before. Who can we get? And that's right. He was on this show, too, early on, a couple of years ago, in Tijuana. Yeah,
so
he's done videos.
I don't know if he knows about this, but this is something that we get another rapper do a rebuttal. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like you said, like that boxing match, right? It, you know, if we can't be from him, somebody else needs to put out a flip on it, you know. Mm. And he's a good choice for me, you know.
That's perfect. In Tijuana, you want to reach out to him, see what.
Yes,
I'm
going to
see what in Tijuana, So, wow, man, this is absolutely out of control. But we got this, man. We're all gonna band together and try to give our narrative, right? But
the question I want to have for you, I don't know if anybody here knows that, so I'm just talk right now, but. Does anybody know if there has been any response from anybody on his side?
I haven't seen anything.
They denied it, but I haven't seen no comment back. I haven't seen no, like, you know, even on his YouTube, probably for a little while, like I said, in his page, and I haven't seen no comment back from anybody from his side, like challenging one of our people back or an apology or, go ahead.
Cacique, they have taken down all our comments. They have not answered us back. They've ignored us. I had some brothers that called. They even hung up the phone in our faces.
Mm-hmm.
We tried calling YouTube, Google, the artists, everybody, and we got zero response.
So they're just blocking everything out and keeping business moving.
Confiste junto a razón. Wow. I mean, like, I'm looking at some of the comments, but I don't see him responding at all. In the YouTube? I see one person responded. They wrote Taina, and they put, like, five fires. Jeez. People put fires after the word Taina, like, in approval, you know? 43,000 likes. Hold on a second. It's 43,000 likes, 993 dislikes. So more people like by huge numbers,
yeah,
they like it more than dislike.
Yeah, when I looked at this on when I first seen the message that went out there, there was only like about 3 dislikes. So obviously,
wow.
You know, there's a lot
it's getting around.
Dislikes that came since this protest against it has come out from probably most of our people, you know, but in comparison to the thousands and thousands that he has, it's, you know, they make money off of this, you know. Once you get to certain couple million hits, you know, people marketing people start coming after you. So I can see why, you know, somebody was saying here about them taking out our comments and everything because we're affecting them, right, in some degree. If people see that, we're taking their money away, right? Because you know how people use this for marketing, right? We give you 10 cents,
right.
You let us put this hat or this, you know, this car or whatever it is, right, on your page, you know, as a link where people can click on and buy it, and that's marketing. And that's – the guy has that much popularity that he's in that realm of – as an artist, he's in that realm of people that are after him, chasing him to offer him to wear this Nike hat, to wear – you know, whatever it is, commercially, they're after him already because of his popularity. So some people said, you know, by us clicking and even looking at it ourselves, we're bringing him more hits, you know, and it's dangerous for us. And I agree with that, you know. Like, if you've seen it once, stop looking at it. That's my suggestion to people. You've seen it, you already know. It's enough. You don't have to go back in and look at it and study it 100 times because you're just giving them more numbers every time you click on it. So
I
looked at it once,
million.
That's it. I backed off. Yeah.
3.3 million hits.
And that's when you're an artist like that, people go after you to make money. You know? It's just the real world. You know what I mean? They want you because you're generating that many numbers. They want you. 3 million people, you know, they start marketing stuff, you know.
Wow.
You get paid. And you get paid from that.
Yep, you get paid, yeah. You got any other comments, anyone out there? We got a good round table going. We got two caciques, we got Jennifer.
I mean, my only thing I like to say is that we continue to educate our people. Don't feed into it too much as far as making it popular. And more popular than it is, I think that going forward, we just need to do a rebuttal from somebody. If it's not going to be from that person himself putting an apology, but try to get, you know, tomorrow, he kind of could do a video, and somehow we can figure out how to tap into those types of same people that are looking at his, which is that market of rapping and that industry, and get somebody else's numbers up, you know?
That's right.
And continue to send the letters of taking it down until, you know, the phone calls and you know, there's got to be strategically a way to do it that hopefully tomorrow this Zoom call people will come out with some right move, that we have some pro bono lawyer involved to help Native people. I know somebody mentioned about a similar type of mocking video in Canada and they took it down in one day, you know, with Northern Natives, you know, like... We need that kind of support from whether it's legal system or just somebody that has the right words and how to do it, you know? I'm going to put this in the fire in the next few days, you know? I got a fire for the next 5 days. And, you know, this will be part of my prayer, you know? Not so much an attack, but, you know, these dislikes that are there and people dislike it, they're not part of our community. There's people that want to come and learn through this talk radio, through social media, through the Yucayeque, through the Aretos, you know, through the art exhibits, through everything that we got going on. Maybe this, you know, it's going to be a wake-up for sure. We know that. I know it's going to be a wake-up for a lot more people to say, am I Taino? You know what I mean? And maybe learn the positive stuff out of it and have more people on our side to fight against it. So I want to say that much. Thank you for having me on, Louis.
Nah, no problem. Thanks for coming in, man. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Truly appreciate it. And all you out there who called in, this is what do you call the Aguamo is sounding, right? We're answering the call. The Aguamo is strong. Let's see what we can do, man. All right? Anybody else have some comments, some final comments? Darlene, anyone out there?
I just want to thank you for having us on the show. And
yeah, man.
Always bringing in good topics.
Mhm. Ah, that's awesome. Thank you. I know you were on the show before. Yeah, definitely. This is all good. Anybody else have some final comments?
Yeah, thank you for having us, and let's get to work. To take this video
let's
down.
Get to work.
By any means necessary.
Yes, man. That's right. Anyone listening out there, you know, just let us know, man. I'll try to connect you to some of the Yucayeques to see what we're gonna, how we can do a collective, you know. And if you hear anything, Caciques, let me know. If you hear any links, Zoom, whatever, you know, we'll try to help out as well. Let's see what
okay.
we can do.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, check it out, guys. I want to play one. Go for it. Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say one thing.
So,
you know, I see a lot of different tribes coming together for this. A lot of Tainos coming together for this. I don't want this to be the only thing that brings us together. Tragedy,
right.
Anger, frustration, denigration of our people should not be what brings us together. Our ancestors all put us in the places we are in, all called to us for a reason. And it wasn't to just come together when something goes wrong. We need to take this unity we're building right now and keep it, because that's what it needs to be about. It needs to be about us uniting. So, yes, this awful thing happened, but let's try to turn that around. And let's try to get all these caciques that are working together, and let's stay working together. Let's not argue and fight with each other and go, oh, but I believe more in this part of it, or I believe more in that part of it, or I don't want, you know, this, or blood quantum that. Let's forget all that, and let's come together. Our ancestors gave us this calling for a reason, and I know for me, it's a calling. So let's just keep this going. Let's keep fighting together rather than fighting each other. And let's make this work and build on it from here on out. It doesn't have to be negative for us to be one.
Right.
That's right. Awesome, man.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
Yeah, man. You know, I want to dedicate the last 20 minutes of the show to some real Taino music, right? Some real go down. And I play some of your songs, Cacique, Jose, but also Guaragorish. I know many years ago you introduced me to a great singer, her music. She's still going strong, and that's Irka Mateo. So I started the show with her song, A La Caona. So let's get those positive vibes. This song is called Taínos. This song is called Taínos by Inca Mateo, and I'll play some other songs as well. Thank you all for listening. You guys can stay on and listen, or, you know, I'll see you soon. All right, cool.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yo si ama pues, voy a babi hatai moni, se va a caoba con pe, para un toy con esta mana, yo callo si ama pues. Escucho la sigua canta, debajo el agua cara voy, movido de juco me dan, quise ya taina guaya, arepe maí el cacheo. Cazabes del vino, ajá, las indias que ellas saben, cazabes de que me embure, remando cayuco yo voy. ganas el jurel. Debajo del agua yo tan, hoy son toca el mayor guata. Guayaba, vijaca y mojí, se va a caoba, tope. Barruco y cuesta maná, yo callo tía mamuey. Guayaba, vijaca y mojí, se va a caoba, tope. Barruco y cuesta maná, yo callo tía mamuey. Lo caí nuevo dije, de bonao jarabazoa. A mí me mandan decirte que nosotras estamos aquí. A mí me mandan decirte que nosotras estamos aquí. En el vuelo el colibrí, en el surco de la toa. Bailando los zareguitos, cantando la dos de mí. Bailando los zareguitos, cantando la dos de mí. Bonao, jarabacoa, a mí me mandan decirte que nosotros estamos aquí. A mí me mandan decirte que nosotros estamos aquí. En el vuelo el colibrí, en el surco de la toa. Bailando los areguitos, cantando la doce mi. Bailando los areguitos, cantando la doce mi.
Ya, 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 ya in the sunshine all your life. May the good great spirit be with you.
Thank you.